Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com. Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Welcome back to the third hour of the Power Hour. It's 9 a.m. Central Time. So glad to have you joining us today. John Perkins is an amazing man. Yeah, he was involved in all of this. He was doing all of this, but he has come forward now. And a lot of people say, well, I don't forgive the sin. I just, have to look at them as being a sinner now. No, you know what? John Perkins was a businessman like anybody else. Got involved in doing probably things he wish he had never done now. And yet he's experiencing what happens when you tell the story. And that is that you're not believed many times. You're not believed, or you are looked down upon, or they attempt to character assassinate. And I just want to encourage you to get the book, Confessions of an Economic Hitman, and also The Secret History of the American Empire. And the reason I say that is not because I want him to sell books, more books, because he sold over a million. It's because I want you to see it in print, where he tells you, line by line, country by country, what the United States did and the horrendous tactics that it uses to manipulate people. Because we always talk about where the money goes or where the money comes from or how people line their pockets. Well, it's pretty obvious here. There's lots of money and lots of people get their pockets lined. And if they don't live very long. I mean, he is very clear about how this takes place. I just encourage you to share this with people when they say, oh, that would never happen. Our country would never do that. That's what they want you to believe. And just like one of our callers said, Julie in Alabama, you know, the parents sometimes don't want to hear this. There is a generation of people that unfortunately are dying off, but they don't want to hear that this kind of thing could take place, that our country could be involved in this. Anyway, he's a former economic hitman, and he literally goes behind the scenes to tell you how the jackals, the CIA operatives, the reporters, the businessmen, the activists all get involved in this. And the media is a huge part of it. And, you know, off air we were talking about Baltimore. And he agrees that with the police standing down yesterday and with the encouragement of white versus black, that it looks like this is not something that's going to go away. You know, if you want to look at it that way, white versus black, though most of the police officers, I do believe, were black yesterday. They were on the Baltimore Police Department. You've got us versus the government happening here. And you've got a major rioting situation that I am afraid is just about to blossom throughout the United States. I am shocked to see what happened yesterday with them standing down. It was basically the black kids won. And the police stood there and watched. Now, why? Why would they do that? I don't know. Maybe some of you know what kind of surreptitious reasoning they could have for that. But I can't for the life of me understand. And now, I'm not the only one critical. My goodness, now everybody's jumping on the bandwagon of what were they thinking? They didn't even have riot gear on, so they were not prepared. And they can use that excuse. We weren't prepared. Well, the story's not over. And the black kids won last night, ladies and gentlemen. So imagine what's going to happen tonight. Though there is a curfew, school is out today. And the curfew starts at 10 p.m. tonight. We're going to be talking to Chris Bushby and this next hour. I want to find out the updates on what's happening in the nuclear industry, as well as 28th anniversary of Chernobyl. And what about Fukushima? We'll be back after this 3-minute break with the Power Hour. Stay tuned. This is Joyce Riley.
Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and I want to introduce you to Numana Storable Foods. This is the first brand of storable foods that I am willing to put my name behind. It's food you can trust. No GMOs, no MSG, no chemical preservatives, and no fake meat. Plus, Numana doesn't just make that claim. They back it up with independent evaluation and testing. Another thing that Numana really does that excites me is the delicious vegetarian options. If your standards are as high as mine, I can confidently tell you that Numana Storable Foods are the quality choice that you've been waiting for. Numana won't just meet your expectations, they will exceed them. And that's why we're thrilled to have the good guys from Numana joining the Power Hour family. Go to powerprepper.com and learn about Numana Storable Foods. You can also call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, the storable food you'll love to eat.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you so very much for being a part of our family today. Wanting to know the truth and willing to share it. It's all about talking to other people. Each one teach two. Each one teach two. We got to get that into our brains. You know, it's you know, you can begin with less intensive talk with people. Begin with something like, you know, six veggies you never knew you could pickle. You know, people love to know that kind of information. Pickled onions? I never thought of that. That is such a neat idea. And you use malt vinegar, by the way. Peppercorns, mustard seed, bay leaf, and all those items we have at the Power Mall, pretty much. And if you need spices, please get them from the Power Mall, because then they are organic and non-irradiated. Like I said, back in the 70s is when they began irradiating spices. Wonder what they knew then. Do you think they had a contamination problem? No. And rhubarb. Who would ever think about rhubarb pickles? Be the first one in your church potluck to have rhubarb pickles. I think that's cool. And charred stems. My gosh, charred stems. You could do kale stems, too, I'm sure. And nobody uses their kale stems, or most people don't. Anyway, we're having a little trouble getting a hold of Chris Busby. So we're going to open up the phone lines. I would like to talk with you all. So if you would like to get in line, 855-995-6923. 855-995-6923. If there's something you'd like to comment on, I'd really like to hear from you all on the Baltimore situation. If you know why The police stood down there yesterday. I mean, I know what the prevailing politically correct answer is because, well, we didn't want to overreact like they did in Ferguson. Nah, that doesn't work for me. I'd like to hear what your thoughts are. So give us a call, primarily, if you don't mind, on Baltimore and Freddie Gray. I told you the first time, this man's going to be a hero. He's going to go down in this world as having been a focal point to say no to police brutality. You know, they keep talking about, there were 15 police officers hit with a rock, and there were, you know, three police cars that were burned. And yeah, but you know what? There was one black man that had his spine severed, his larynx crushed, and his neck broken. And I would say that's a whole lot worse. Let's go to Dave in New York. Let's get to the phone calls. Dave in New York, you're on the air. Go ahead, please. What's on your mind, Dave?
Good morning, Joyce.
Morning.
You know, I'm so happy, you know, because all these things are going through my mind that Joyce isn't around and she's really doing bad. I didn't know that you were getting better. You know,
Oh. It's
like you could have had somebody spill a beans or something. You know what I mean? Let us know, because I was, you know, jeepers, creepers. Everybody's got the plot. At least I did, you know?
So you're so kind. Let me just tell you, Dave, 2 weeks ago, I was getting worse. 2 weeks ago, I was. I was really having a struggle doing anything. And if it hadn't been for the Power Hour people keeping me functioning, I wouldn't have. And so I was getting worse. And I got a phone call from Gary Null, and he said, I need you to come down here for 2 weeks. And I said, okay, I gave him all the reasons I couldn't go. And he said, that's not going to work. And so he said, you need to be here. And he gave me 4 days to plan and pack and everything. And I went, and I'm telling you, it was a miracle what happened. All I can say is it's a miracle.
If you have to go back, you know, at least let us know that you're going back to
I will do that, and thank you so much.
That's not all I'm calling about.
I know. I want to hear.
Okay. You know, it was the World Trade Organization out in Seattle years and years ago, and the police stood down. And I remember watching Dan Rather or some other corporate yo-yo news guy, you know, saying, well, the police didn't do anything yesterday. Boy, they're going to get them today. You know, and that's back when the construction workers tackled one of the guys there because he just broke out a store window, you know, back during that in Seattle. And the police came along and said, let him go. And it's like, then we saw in Ferguson, you know, and we've seen other places. They tell him to stand down. I think the problem with that mayor in Baltimore was that she knew the script, but she said too much of it. In other words, that's part of the plan.
That's basically
what I was thinking.
I love you too, but you make way too much sense.
Okay, well, thank you.
Oh, thank you so much, Dave. I think she did know the script, and I think she said too much. Wow, that is amazing. I kind of agree with you. Thank you very much, Dave, for the phone call. If you would like to get involved in this, 855-995-6923, 855-995-6923. If you have a question or comment, or if you want to know what's going on with, or if you have an idea of what's going on with Baltimore, I would really like to hear from you. Really want to hear your thoughts, especially if you have a law enforcement background. Because, you know, they went to several law enforcement people. In fact, the police chief, oh my goodness, from Michigan, I believe, that is a member of Sheriff Mack's organization, CSPOA. And he was on there last night, and he couldn't figure out why the police were standing down. He could not understand that either. So I was kind of reassured when he didn't understand. He's a police chief. Let's go to Lauren in Ohio and see what's going on with Lauren. Lauren, you're on the air. Go ahead, please, girl. Welcome.
Yeah, honey. I'm so glad you're back.
Thank you. Me too.
Hey, so listen, my brother-in-law is a police officer, and he told me that basically what they're going to do is, fine, you don't want to let us do whatever we want, then we're just going to do nothing. And that's a directive from on high. Now, I was raised in Michigan, during the riots, and I was actually laying on the floor because they were killing people and bullets were whizzing. So they had us sleep on a mattress on the floor before they moved us out of Michigan and Detroit into Cleveland. So, but what this is they want you to beg them. That mayor did spill the beans. Oh, we gave them their space, and they didn't have their body armor and all their heavy equipment and all this. So now the people say, oh, you know, you got to have more stuff. You got to be able to fight these thugs. When really what's going on is if you raised your children the way God said raise them, he didn't say send them to an institution. That's not what he said to do. He said keep them with you morning, noon, and night. Teach them the word of God. And what they learn when they're young, they will live when they're old. So we, this amoral situation, we're doing this to ourselves. The other thing that's important is that Cleveland also had riots. My father-in-law was in those Cleveland riots, and he said they were so happy to have the big military vehicles parked right in front of their house when he was coming up, because they had whipped up these kids into their thug rage, their white against black, rich against poor. They whipped them up, and so they were happy. And the thing is, in the big fight, yeah, okay, so I get it. You're going to be happy. But remember, what was Barack Obama? A community organizer. What was the job? Get the instigation, the black, the white fighting, the rich, the poor fighting. This wow. is the game. So what we need to do is I'm going to keep saying the same thing. Obey God. 10 commandments. You can do it. Keep your money in your pocket. Quit paying these people money you don't owe them. Find out if you owe them. Okay, and keep your children in your home. If you raised your children and didn't allow for this mass indoctrination, you wouldn't have four generations that don't understand the Constitution or the Bill of Rights or the system according to the way this country was founded. The government that was the Congress was only supposed to come together and meet the first Monday in December. By the end of December, they were home. Everybody was back doing their job. They changed the rule to meet the first Tuesday of January. And then after the war of corporate aggression from the North against the South, where they basically wanted the Southern land to use as collateral, and the Southerners didn't want to give it to them, they had Reconstruction. And in the Reconstruction, they said, oh, by the way, we're going to be the boss over you, and you're going to do what we say. So this, even though they're saying it's true, it's not true. And if we start doing what he was saying with the Love Summit, let's love the truth. Let's love Jesus, the founder of this country. No king but Jesus. Let's love Yahweh, the creator, and respect all men, Muslim, Mormon. I don't care what you are, but I respect you. I'm not going to steal from you. I'm not going to, you see what I'm saying? So we have all the power, and boycott big business. Buy from Joyce. Buy from small people. So we have multiple outlets. What are we going to do when there's only 3 stores? And like the Walmart, they just shut them down. They just hold you up. Are we really going to put up with this? The power is ours. The power hour.
I love it.
I love you, girl.
Love you. Thank you so much. I appreciate your phone call. That's what it's all about, listeners. Buy from the small guy. Buy from the people that their lives depend upon that. Their lives absolutely and their livelihoods depend upon that. Let's go to John in Maryland. John, welcome to the Power Hour today. What insight do you have for us?
Good morning, Joyce. I'm so glad to hear you back.
Thank you.
Well, it's my opinion that what they're allowing to have happen is to blur the lines between military and civilian police forces and completely throwing away posse comitatus. I mean, why else would the mayor have allowed them to have free ability to go destroy things? I mean, I think she allowed for the incitation of a riot, and that allowed them to blur the line and now bring in the National Guard. And I think it's a conditioning thing to get people more used to that. I mean, I can't see any other reason for it.
I tend to agree with you. I can't either. And why would they let school out today? I mean, isn't that going to compound things?
When I heard you say that the school was out, I said, what better way to allow, you know, kids who hooligans who are mad, rightfully so to be mad, but give them a better opportunity to organize themselves? If they were in school, they've got things that they have to do in school. They can't organize themselves. They can't get themselves ready to, you know, create some kind of destruction. And so by allowing them to stay out of school today, it gives them plenty of opportunity. And with Maryland, they've already hit their number of snow days. Baltimore.
Oh, really? Well, stay right there. Stay right there. We'll be back after this 4-minute break with the Power Hour. This is Joyce. We'll be right back. We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well. Free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you so very much for participating in the Power Hour today, those of you that have called in. And we'd like to hear from you. We want to know what your thoughts are on what's happening in Baltimore, because I do believe that what happens in Baltimore will be happening elsewhere. They're sort of setting the stage now. And is it like some people think, that it is to blur the line between military and law enforcement? I tend to think so. Back to John in Maryland. John, so What are you hearing or what are you thinking, given the fact that you're in Maryland? Anything else that you could add to our discussion here?
Well, I know for a fact that the four counties between D.C. and Baltimore County, Howard, Montgomery, Prince George's, and Anne Arundel, all four of those counties have burned through their snow days, and my kids in Howard County are actually going to be going to school for an extra 3 or 4 days. So all of their built-in snow days have been burned through. I would find it highly unlikely that Baltimore County, I don't know if Baltimore City has its own school district, but all the counties have countywide school districts in Maryland. And we've already burned through them, and Baltimore gets as much snow as we do. So I think that they've already burned through theirs. That's my opinion. And I think you're right. They're blurring the lines. And, you know, yesterday it came out that the federal administration, the Obama administration, had sent an advisor. I kind of tend to think that the mayor has been under advice for a while, and, you know, I don't think it's a whole lot different than the gun running down in Texas and with the Justice Department, and I can't remember what that was called, but, you know, I think it's just a way to try to lose more liberty.
I think you're right. Fast and Furious, is that what you were referring to?
Yeah, exactly.
And but, you know, I like what you're saying. I like what you're saying because I think you're relating it back to where it belongs. But, you know, also yesterday I heard them announce that with respect to Kathmandu in Nepal, CNN said, wow, how amazing. We just got word that there were several Special Forces teams that were there in Kathmandu doing an exercise on disaster preparedness. And I thought to myself, oh, wait a minute. Our Special Forces are in Kathmandu doing disaster preparedness just when the worst earthquake happens? How convenient was that?
Yeah, it might be a good time to get, oh gosh, I get the preparedness guy from Colorado, I can't remember his name, but
Matt
get him
Stein?
On for scalar weapons.
Oh, uh-huh.
Yeah,
ooh.
I can't remember. Mm-hmm. You know, or Steve Quayle, somebody like that. To talk about the possibility of scalar weapons being used in that situation. I mean, I don't know. I mean, that's complete speculation. But I tend to think that the mayor's being controlled. And, you know, the interesting thing is we were in Baltimore County. We were in Catonsville. It's a suburb of Baltimore in Baltimore County. And I had no idea any of this was going on. We were there Sunday for dinner. I had no clue that it was going on. I heard all about this Monday morning. All of a sudden,
wow.
I hear that there are riots. Yeah. And I can't imagine under any circumstances that somebody has a broken neck, a larynx, severed spinal cord without somebody stomping on their neck. I mean, I train in martial arts, and I know exactly what the police are doing when they're arm barring people and everything. It's the same form of martial arts that I study, and I'm quite confident that that's about the only way you're going to sever somebody's spinal cord.
Right.
And so I think they're just putting themselves in for a lie to come out and then have more. I think it's being purposely done to create division. And you know, the thing that I think people need to start pointing out is it's just out of control police. It's not a black thing versus a white thing. It's out of control police, period. We don't hear about how many times some white guy gets tased and then they wind up having a heart attack. That happens all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it happens to blacks and the Hispanics. It doesn't matter. It's this creation of these gods on earth, as Alex likes to say, that the police are gods and they're above the law and they can do whatever they want. And I see that all the time. Police will just drive 80, 90 miles an hour down a road. Well, they don't get tickets because they're the police.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So. I'm glad you brought up that point, that it's not white versus black. It's an agendized scenario here, and it meets their needs for some reason. And I just think we need to watch this because I think, you know, with the black kids winning last night, it just changes the whole game. Hey, thank you so much. I appreciate your phone call, John in Maryland. Let us know what you hear there in the state. I appreciate you very much. We'll be back after this 3-minute break. Give us a call. I want to hear what you have to say. 855-995-6920. 23. Get on the phone. Don't be scared. 855-995.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates, 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. You know, I was just looking online to see the official story of the killing of Pablo Escobar. Man, it is totally different than what I was told by a friend in Special Forces on how he was killed. Just amazing, the difference in the story. Amazing. And, you know, the more we learn, the more we've been lied to, the more we respond. And that's what's happening, I think. In Baltimore, people are responding to the fact that they've been lied to, and they're tired of it. And I don't care. It doesn't make any difference if it's fluoride or GMOs or vaccines or whatever. We are tired of it. It's over. It's done with us, and so we need to stop it. And, you know, one way that you can educate someone on everything is by getting them to listen to the Power Hour. That's how you do it. Because then you don't have to educate them on vaccines and on fluoride and on confessions of a hitman, economic hitman. You let them listen to the program and they'll learn it themselves. Because once you start listening, you don't want to miss out. Because you don't want to miss something. And I think that's what most people tell me is, I'm afraid I'll miss something. How many of you knew that there were two Special Forces teams already in Kathmandu, Nepal, at the time of the earthquake, and they were there on disaster preparedness exercise? Really? Well, knock me over with a feather. I couldn't have imagined that. And that's why you listen to the Power Hour, because you learn things and you put it together yourself. And let me just really encourage you to please support the Power Mall. We do need your help. And to those of you that do support us, we thank you, thank you, thank you so very much. We've got Jungle Peanuts on special. They're normally, they're on sale for $8.06. Incan Berries. Now, those are really nutritious Incan Berries on sale for $13.50, an 8-ounce package. And Mulberries. Mulberries are, they're white mulberries, and they are so delicious. And they're on sale for $13.46 for a pound. Now, you have to know that dehydrated mulberries are very light, and this is a big pound. Also, the wheatgrass growing kit. And when I was down at Gary Knoll's ranch, man, we had wheatgrass down there. And if you don't know how wheatgrass can detox you in a heartbeat, I mean, it is fast, then get some wheatgrass, do it, maybe once or twice. I mean, use the kit until it's exhausted. Try that and see how much better you feel. And it also comes, if you buy the stainless steel juicer that comes with it, it's a hand crank, then you'll save some money on that. And remember the jar top fermenter. If you want to ferment foods, this is how you do it. Get the jar top fermenter from the Power Mall. It's $20.99, and get the book on fermentation because it is the best out there. And we've got sprouters, and we've got seeds, and we've got everything you need to start getting healthier at the Power Mall. 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829, or go to thepowermall.com. Let's go to Francis in North Carolina. Francis, you're on the air. What's on your mind, girl?
Well, hey, Joyce, good to hear from you.
Well, thank you. It's my pleasure to be back, believe me.
Well, it's good to hear your voice again. I'm going to try and make this as quick as I can, but several points for you. Obviously, this is going to be very painful, but Boston puts me in mind a lot about what happened with Ferguson.
Mm-hmm.
And quite frankly, I view it as being a painful distraction.
I mean, you're talking about Baltimore? You're talking about Baltimore?
Yeah, Baltimore, not Boston.
Okay, all right. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Good for you. I find that to be a painful distraction because of what's going on with what's called Jane Helm 15 along the southern border or whatever the case is.
Mm-hmm.
With the military buildup of the super Walmarts and all that stuff, and the trucks that are being shipped in, mm-hmm. for that matter, which I think Dave Hodges even gathered photos that people sent in or video about those being brought in or whatever the case is. The final thought I have for you is this. This is a warning that I'm about to give you. If in a city that you reside in happens to issue what's called, I know there's a 10-year census or whatever the case is, but if they issue what's called an American Community Survey, a special census, that's supposedly for finding out what funds the city needs for this, that, or whatever, it is mm-hmm. purely BS. I think it's basically trying to do a head count, so whenever it comes time for that city to deal with what's going on along the southern border of the U.S., they know how many people to look for or whatever, because they already do data mining on you anyway every day of your life.
Mm-hmm.
Your life, your charge, and all that stuff. But if you basically refuse it, they're going to say that you refuse it or whatever. I just simply say decline. I had to call up the main person to the local office and give them a piece of my mind about this.
Really?
And it was, yes.
And what did they say?
They said, well, this is to help out with building up the community, what they need as far as roads, infrastructure, schooling, and all that. I said, my dear, let me tell you something. When it comes to that, they have fundage like you wouldn't believe, and quite frankly, if they're complaining about having a shorter fundage, then they need to have their financial records audited. Period.
Okay.
Because if they're complaining about that they have a shortfall of funds, then where is the money going if it's not towards all that? You got speed traps with the highway patrol going on your small streets. You have the cameras at your street corners doing data recording of where you go and where you've been up
mm-hmm.
your tail and so
right.
forth. And so where is that money going to that they're gathering? So anyway, that's my last thought for you.
Okay.
Have a great one.
Thank you
one.
So much. Thank you very much. I appreciate you. Okay, let's go to Wyatt in Maryland. Wyatt in Maryland, you're on the air. What are you hearing there, Wyatt?
Well, let me clarify. I live in South Dakota. I moved here 3 years ago from Maryland, and I was a courier in Baltimore. I did a lot of work there in Baltimore City. Some parts of Baltimore City are worse than that. The Detroit area that they tore down, it's unbelievable. But anyway, kids in the street, certain holidays, and when school's out, they would mob the street downtown the same way, but they would never do any damage like they did today, yesterday, or Monday. Last night on the late night news on ABC, they probably come on the East Coast, comes on about 2. Here it comes on at 12. They showed footage of Baltimore, and they showed the camera footage of the young man that was on the bicycle, and the police had to drag him because he was screaming in pain. He couldn't even walk towards the paddy wagon, which was a van. Now, in 1994, and they put him in there, and he was already injured. He didn't get injured in the van. He was already, couldn't even walk. They had a drag,
right.
His feet were dragging on
right.
the ground.
Right. And, you know, the lie is so obvious.
It's pathetic. In 1994, I got locked up at Baltimore City for a DWI, and since then I never drank again, today. And they put me in a paddy wagon. It was a different type of paddy wagon, kind of a square back paddy wagon. And they don't tell you that there's a bar behind you that you have to hold on to. Well, what they like to do is they like to speed and do left turns, right turns. They want you to fall down. They want you to get injured. They don't really care. It's a joyride for them. And I'm sure a lot of other people have gone through the same thing. They didn't tell me there was a bar behind me to hold on to. And as soon as I got in, they were speeding off, and they were making left turns, right turns, zigzagging. It was terrible. And I fell on the floor. When I got out of the paddy wagon, I was on the floor. And,
wow.
And I said, I got to go to the hospital. So
wow.
They didn't like that. So they handcuffed me. And, of course, when they handcuffed me, they put them on real tight, real tight. Because I said, you know, I got hurt in the back of the paddy wagon. Not bad, but I got hurt. So anyway, big long story short, this young man was already injured. He may have been knocked off his bike. He may have hit his head on the curb. We never know where his neck hit the curb. You don't know exactly what happened, but he was already injured. And there's no excuse for all the destruction except that they knew the people were mad. They knew the people were angry at the outcome of this young man. They went to the funeral, and I'm sure it was mobbed, and there was already indications that there were going to be problems. So for the police not to be prepared is a bunch of crap. And Stephanie Rawlings Blake did say, well, we gave them places to do all this destruction. And she did say that. Mm-hmm. And I was like, what are you talking about? So Stephanie Rawlings Blake is nothing but a socialist, communist, little mayor who does whatever she wants. And and parts of Baltimore City, I'm telling you, looks just like Detroit.
I've got to let you go. I've got a bunch of callers here. But she did say, Stephanie, the mayor, did say, we gave them space to destroy. And then later on, she said, I never said that. Oh, man, the lies, the lies, the lies. Thank you very much for the phone call. I appreciate you very much, Wyatt. Let's go to Renee in North Carolina. Renee, you're on again. Go ahead, please.
I can confirm what he just said. I had a former in-law who was a narcotics agent before he was a drug dealer, and he would brag and laugh on how what they would do, they would handcuff the prostitute. prostitutes' hands behind their back. And at that time, it was a grill. And they'd get going real fast, and then they'd slam on the brakes and so that they would hit face first into that grill. Because they couldn't stop themselves because they had their hands tied behind their back. So the thing is, I know from a former cop, later drug dealer, that man just said is true. And one more point. The thing is, I have a pet peeve, and that's cliche thought-stopping memes that are like a virus of the mind in our culture that people keep parroting. It kind of burns my butt as a victim of corrupt people in government. People say, oh, well, this is our fault. We let this happen. Speak for yourself. The thing is, I know me and others have fought this. The thing is, there are some people who are more responsible than others. The thing is, our government employees who break their oaths, keep those secrets, and serve the elite as gatekeepers and prevent change are way more guilty than we civilians who have actually been trying to struggle for change. That is an unfair and untrue statement, and it needs to stop.
Absolutely. Thank you very much for the phone call, Renee. I appreciate that. Let's go to Rob in somewhere. Rob, you're on the air. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Joyce.
Hi there.
Great that you're back and feeling better. I hope you keep improving.
Thank you so much.
We all need to do a lot more work. So you're a great inspiration for all you've done and continue to do.
Thank you. You're so kind. Thank you.
When you mentioned bricks and stones just being on the ground, it kind of tripped off something I saw yesterday, and I sent it to the Power Hour at thepowerhour.com. It's a video on YouTube. It's less than 2 minutes long, but it says, video shows Marines training for civil unrest and riot control in Virginia. And, you know, it's almost like a football formation. The guys in front have got the shields. There's guys right behind them that got the tear gas canisters. And then there's the guys right behind them that have pump shotguns. And they're marching up on the crowd. And the crowd, and this is all training. The crowd is, there's all these bricks and stones and sticks laying on the ground, and the crowd is running up and picking them up and throwing them at this formation as it moves forward. And the guys in front will dip down, and the shotgun guys will pull out the shotguns, and you know they don't have any blanks or rounds or anything in it. They're just pumping the shotgun and pulling the trigger. But it looks too much like this is all just.
Mm-hmm.
Is
I know.
Everything a setup? I mean, it's just getting out of
here. Yeah, it really is. I mean, and then when I learned that, you know, in Nepal that we had special forces waiting for the earthquake to take place, it just blows my mind, you know? Can we believe in anything? And that's why I think it's so good that we have the Power Hour here so that we can kind of bounce this stuff off of each other and kind of say, man, am I crazy? No, I think the same thing too. Hey, thank you very much, Rob. I appreciate the phone call. Let me go to Dan in Idaho. Dan in Idaho, you're on the air. Go ahead, please, Dan.
Hello, Joyce. I was just going to, you know.
Dan Junker. This is Dan Junker. You can't fool me.
I know. Anyway, I used to go skiing all the time in Vail. And after skiing, we'd go to Pazzo's Pizza, which is the best pizza in the world. And one day I was sitting in there, and this girl's talking, and I knew she was from Minnesota by her accent. So I said, you're from Minnesota, aren't you? And we started visiting. And she had moved back to Vail from Antarctica. And the guy that she was with was Pablo Escobar's nephew.
Oh, my.
And he told me a story at supper that night. We started kind of, they liked gourmet food and gourmet wine. So we were visiting, and he told me how the U.S. government came to him and told him he either set up Pablo Escobar or he was dead.
Wow.
And after that, they promised to protect him, so they put him down in Antarctica where he met this girl from Minnesota. There probably weren't too many girls in Antarctica. And anyway, he said he still had a house in Medellin, And I'm not probably pronouncing it right, but
yeah, you are.
But,
mm-hmm.
but he said you can go down there and stay anytime you want. He said my aunt runs the house, and he said I'm going back next year for the first time since Pablo died. He said I would, you know, for setting his uncle up, he had a death sentence on his head. But he was a ski instructor at Vail at the time, and just the nicest guy in the world. How can our government go to people and say, you either do this or we're just going to kill you?
Yeah. I mean, John Perkins' book is full of it. I mean, he lists all the assassinations. I mean, it's crazy that this government has been doing all of this in the guise of, gee, we are a Christian nation. Really? Oh, my word. It's just so, I don't know. It's good to see it in print. But then on the other hand, it's like, I can't believe that John Perkins actually talked about this. But thank you so much for that. I want to talk to you sometime off air. Give me a call. I want to know how you're doing.
Oh, I'm doing excellent. So yesterday was the best day I've had in a year.
Mine too. Isn't that weird?
Yeah, and you really sound good.
Thank you. I feel good. Love you, Dan.
All your listeners are hungry to talk to you.
Oh, you're so sweet. You're so sweet. Thank you so much, Dan Junker. Dr. Dan Junker, for the phone call. We'll be back 3 minutes. Stay tuned. The Power Hour, Joyce Wiley.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Welcome back to Power Hour. We appreciate you so very much. Glad that you are here. Glad that you are talking about these things. I just can't tell you enough how important it is that we have our team of the truth people. I mean, seriously, the truth people. They want to know the truth. They want to know what's happening. They want to know why. They want to know the history, the real history. And it just inspires me so very much. I cannot tell you. I appreciate it so very much. Let's go to Lori in Montana. Lori in Montana, you're on the air. Go ahead, please, Lori. What's on your mind?
Hi, Joyce. It's nice to hear your voice again.
Thank you.
I just wanted to say a couple of things. First off, when people see these kind of images on the television, they are very powerful images, and they evoke powerful emotions.
Mm-hmm.
And those kinds of emotions are also linked with brainwashing and programming. And people forget that when they watch those. They're the same images that I saw when I was a little girl during the 60s.
Oh, people yeah, you're right. You're right.
Forget about Woodstock and Berkeley and all of the things that happened down in Alabama and all of those places that were intense. But they caused fear, anger, helplessness, and they also cause a gang mentality that occurs in the police as well as the people. And that causes violence. Whenever people get that kind of a gang mentality, you know, I've seen it ever since I can remember. These people, they get together like a group of dogs. They see something and a group of dogs, one dog by itself will not attack another dog and kill it, perhaps. But when two or three of them get together, they get more and more aggressive, and they feed off of that energy of each other, and they will mm-hmm. kill another animal. I've
right.
seen it.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't help but think that these are the very reasons that they're showing it. People think, you know, I'm sorry, but I do not believe that all of these people are so smart that they can orchestrate this worldwide web of deceit by themselves. I just don't believe that.
Yeah.
I believe that it comes from a supernatural demonic force that is planning to dominate the human spirit of goodness.
Well, it just seems like it.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
And everything that we look, and the only way for us to fight back is to maintain those things that are on the inside that are good and right and pure. Those things that say, no, we're not going to be a part of that. I heard someone on the radio that was from that area down there, and they said, we don't want you to do that. That was the day before they had the big violent breakout over there. And he was from there. He says, we don't want you to do that. Sure, stand together in opposition of the police, but don't cause havoc here. So there's got to be some kind of a huge negative, violent energy that is going around that's causing these people to feed off of that.
Oh, I couldn't agree more. I could not agree more. And it's looking really questionable as to, you know, the beginning of all of this, the creation of all of this, and who are the powers that be that are involved in it. Hey, thank you very, very much for the phone call, Lori. I appreciate you. And ladies and gentlemen, tomorrow we'll be back, and I believe Gary Franchi will be here tomorrow with me, and we will be talking to Dr. Cass Ingram about Lyme disease and Mike Adams, and I want to talk to him about the TPP. Find out how much this Trans-Pacific Partnership is going to destroy our ability to get supplements. We'll be back tomorrow. You have a blessed day. It's all about the truth. And go get someone to listen to the Power Hour. Each one, teach two. Have a blessed day. We love you at the Power Hour. We'll see you tomorrow.